Most of our friends at that time, our circle of friends, were friends that I'd had prior to going into the military. I worked in the warehouse at Saucony Vacuum for a few short months. Found out that I was not cut out for warehouse work. They wanted somebody to start a new tank route out in the farm country, servicing farmers with petroleum products. So that's when I started my career in marketing and sales, which I continued in marketing sales the rest of my life, and still today at age 83, I am attempting to start another business on my own now. Since retiring in 1986, at the age of 65, I have started and sold two businesses and have worked for numerous other jobs. Retirement to me is I don't really care for retirement. My wife passed away 8.5 years ago, and prior to that she was in a nursing home for 2.5 years before she passed away. So I've been living by myself for nearly 11 or 12 years. I can only watch so much on the boob tube. I guess if they had pro football 24 hours a day, I'd be able to watch more TV. But my interest in TV right now is news and the Western Channel, which shows 24 hours a day of Western movies. I excuse me. I have spent my I've spent my entire career to continue with what I started to say before I had a coughing spell. I've spent my entire career in sales and marketing. One way or another, I've worked for several different companies, and I've marketed various projects from insurance to typewriters to computers to electronics. But I've always been into marketing, and I still am. To me, that's the I have the entrepreneurial spirit, and I'm somewhat of a pioneer. I'm sure if I'd have been 50 years younger, I would have applied for NASA and a trip to the moon or a trip to outer space. That about covers what I have to say. I'd like to turn this over. If you have some questions, I would be very happy to answer.
Yes, I do. GI benefits. Did you receive any GI benefits?
I got a muster out pay, which was about a month's pay when I was discharged, plus my expenses because I had traveled in my own vehicle from Bull Chamberlain to Michigan back to Lincoln. And so I was entitled to per diem and travel expenses. And I received that. I waived disability to get a discharge. It would have taken me another week or 10 days. I was told that I was entitled to at least 25%, and I'd have to go through a medical team to get any more. And I waived rights to that medical benefit that I was rightfully entitled to.
Do you have any regrets about waiving your rights?
Yes, I do. I should have applied for it for various reasons. As you get older, you don't think about it. You're bulletproof when you're young, but as you get older, I would have been entitled to VA care now, which I get VA care, but I have to pay for part of it myself out of my own pocket. It is at reduced expense, I will admit, but I still have to pay for it. In fact, just this past week, I have written a check for $95 to the VA for medical expenses last month.
What was it about the war that made the biggest impact on you?
I think the biggest impact from the war is the fact that I got to see how so many people in the world live under tyranny. Freedom we take for granted here, but freedom has never been free. There is a price you have to pay for it, and a good many people are not willing to pay the price, and the tyrants of the world do not want their people to be free. We can go from here to New York and think nothing of it, no passports needed, you're not stopped in Iowa or Minnesota or Illinois or any place along the way to show identification papers. The only time is if you're violating a law of some sort. But you go to so many places in the world today and you cannot travel without your passport or identification even within your own country. To me, freedom is a very precious thing, and I learned that. The other people, and so many people in the world, want freedom, but they don't get it. The other thing that I learned was from the war, and I am an advocate and a strong advocate of civilian population to be allowed to bear arms. This is how Hitler and Mussolini got started. The first thing they did when they started to become a novice in power was to take away guns, including shotguns. And once the population was disarmed, they were able to continue their tyranny with unobstructed by local people. Those are some of the things that I came out of the war a firm believer in.
How would you sum up your service?
I'd sum my service up as, yes, there's some bad memories, but over the years you have a tendency to forget the bad spots. And remember the good things, the amusing things. Yes, I think about some of the buddies that I lost, people that were killed right next to me. Why did they get it? Why didn't I? Why did that plane go down and mine didn't? Those are things that I've thought about for 60-some years. I don't have an answer to it. But generally, I have good thoughts about the military. I have four sons, and two of them have served in the military. The two that were in the military, one was stationed in Germany for a while, and the other was in Korea and Vietnam, the oldest boy was. The two younger boys have not been in the military. But I have had no qualms when the boys went into the military. I think there's a very definite place for young people today, particularly for the people that feel that the school is not for them. They have a very definite chance to get into the military and get an education, and a good education. And in this day and age, education is a must for all of us.
What image from your service sticks with you the most?
I didn't hear that.
What image from your service sticks with you the most?
I guess my thoughts on the military are the images that I have are the good times that I had in the military. Even when you were overseas, there were bright spots all along the way. And I try to focus on those and forget the rest of it. I think the military is a great place, a very wonderful learning experience for an awful lot of people. And I have no qualms against a draft coming along. It wouldn't be all that bad if everybody were drafted for a 2-year stint in the military. It'd give an awful lot of people an awful lot of outlook as to what really goes on.
And I have one final question. How do you feel about Hollywood's portrayal of the war?
In some instances, I think Hollywood has portrayed the war fairly accurate, with the exception being MASH. And when the MASH first came on, I would not watch it because to me it downplayed the importance of the military. It downplayed the military and the medical profession both. But once I learned to look at it as it was a comedy and not a portrayal or history of the war, MASH became one of my favorite shows. I have seen the Savings of Private Ryan, and that to me was almost too realistic. I had a hard time sitting through the showing of that. I think that some of the pictures from war stories on Vietnam showed a lot of the autocracies that were committed against our troops, and some of the bleeding hearts of this country think we were too cruel in treating prisoners even today. And if they knew what our boys had to go through that were captured, if any of the bleeding hearts that have made the baton march, they would change their thinking considerably. I don't know whether I'm considered a redneck or not, but I uphold the military. And as far as Hollywood goes, they've made a lot of money off of war pictures, but a lot of them have portrayed it in a fairly accurate. You got to consider that it is a story, and anytime it's a story, there's going to be some inaccuracies to make it more interesting.
Well, Jim, I want to thank you for your time and your forbearance.
Okay.